This week's Parsha Tazria Mitzayra. The Torah begins, Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lemor Ishaki Tazria V'yolda Zohar V'tomash Shivas Yomim K'mei Nidas Tavosa Titma. So there's very interesting halacha that when a woman gives birth to a child, she's tummy. In other words, we know that when a woman gives birth to a child, she bleeds a lot. So when you bleed, you're tamei anyway, because you know, it's like damnida damziva. But the halacha is, even if theoretically she didn't bleed, there wasn't even a drop of blood, the fact that the baby came out, the leida itself, is matame. And for a woman, she's tamei. If she gives birth to a girl, she's tamei for 14 days, and for a boy, 7 days. But usually it's going to be much more, because the bleeding usually goes for several weeks. So, but there's tumas leida. So there is always a discussion, why should leida, you know, cause tumah? Why should leida cause tumah? So there's a famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh. You know, there's one of the world famous, probably the top 10 Orach Chaim HaKadoshes, where he discusses the fact that when a goy dies, so there are different shitas of the severity of tumah. So the Rambam shita is that when a goy dies, there's only tumas maga, but there's no tumas olel. Others disagree with the Rambam. Right, so there's a whole discussion about Kohanim who want to go to medical school and work on the, you know, so some rely on the Rambam that they don't touch the cadaver and have their classmate touch it, but they'll still be in the room there. They have to be at the lab, they have to be there, so they'll rely on the Rambam's opinion that it's not Matame Ba'olel, so you can be in the same room with the cadaver, the goyish cadaver, but you can't touch it. Others don't like this. I'm not here to give a shiur now on calling him going to medical school or not. That you come to the Hilchos Aveilos shiur that I give in the Smicha shiur, or listen online to discuss this topic. But you see, whatever it is, there's a lower level of tumah by a guy when the guy dies than when a Yisrael dies, because there's the sheet of the Rambam that says that it's only Metabe Mamaga, it's not even Metabe Ma'oil. So what's the idea? So he makes his famous mashal. Page 5. The famous mashal. First word on the line, Ein Umas Ha'olam, Matamim Ba'ol. On the right side on page 5 in the middle, the Ein Umas Ha'olam, Matamim Ba'ol says, Kubarim Shalti B'mokam Acher Inyan Zeh, the Beis Kalim, Shehayu Eitzel Balabais. Achas Malaya Devash, Achas Malaya Zevel. Upiniyam Osam Votsiyam, Lachutz Ha'mecheder, Oso Shehayu Malaya Devash, Vitkatsim Lo Kola Zvuvim. He says, in other words, if you have honey, and then in one place, and then you have dung in another place, and then you remove the honey, and you remove the dung, the one that had honey originally, all the bugs and flies and everything will be congregating over there. But the one that was Malaya Zevel, so some will go, there won't be the same amount. So he says, the Jew, when he dies, his neshama leaves, so there was so much kedusha there, so opposite, all the tumah comes in, because there was a higher level of kedusha. So when the kedusha leaves, that brings a higher level of tumah, because the void is so great. Mashiach came by the guy who doesn't have that higher level of kedusha, so the void is not as great when he dies. That's the famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh, that because of the greater level of kedusha of Klal Yisrael, So when the Kedusha leaves because of the person's neshama, Yitzias and neshama, so then there will be a higher level of Tumah coming in. So that's the Archaim HaKadosh. Then there is a Shem Mishmuel on page 14. Who says a different idea. So the same thing with Tumas Leida. So that's the that's the idea, like Rabbi Willard once said, when the child is born, so that the person is kadosh, so he's leaving the mother, so that brings tumah. That's how Rabbi Willard explained years ago. Okay, but so the. And then you have to explain why is it different between man and a woman. Okay, that's for other people to explain what that's all about. But the Shem Yishmuel says a different idea. He says, on page 14, he says, V'nira dine b'medrash heim b'avon chukhalti v'acha am afil ima yachasid shem chasin v'yevsha shalom ya tzad echad me'avon v'yishomar. In other words, when a person has a child, so he had relations with his wife to have that child. So of course, it's a mitzvah, you're having a child, etc. But there's also a level of his own personal hana that he gets while he's doing that action. So Mamela, the tumah comes from that taiva that existed at that point, and that's where the tumah comes from. Well, that's his idea that he explains. Well, so if you look in the Lev Aaron on Pirkei Avos, on page, we do two Lev Aarons, and one on page 21, and then we'll see. So he quotes the Gemara in Kedushin. All these by Hekav and Madis of Maseches Kedushin. Yitzchav shall order Meschadei Shalov b'chol yom. That a person's Yetzahara is Meschadei b'chol yom. But if Hashem, in other words, Yetzer Hara constantly has new plans to get you, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help you, you wouldn't be able to survive. On the Easter Shabbat Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Barasi Yetzer Hara uBarasi Lo Torah Tavlin. Right. Hashem says, I made a Yetzirah and I made Torah as the remedy. Im atem oskim b'Torah, ein atem nimsarim b'yadam. M'chein yesh lomar, shebekol zeh sheyisro b'chachim chidush Torah, let me make it clear. So the first part we discussed the tumas leida. Either it's the chisaron of kedusha, so then tuma comes in, or because there was a some type of personal hana at the time of the procreation, and that's where the tuma comes. Okay. Now, the other tumah that we find in the parsha that we're learning in Saras is another tumah Saras. So we try to explain what that is about. So first we have to realize that the Yetzer Hara is, you know, is the personal taivas, etc. So what curbs the Yetzer Hara is Torah Tavlin. So he says that's pshat in the Mishnah in Makkos. Chanani ben Chasham Amar Ratzach Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zachos is Yisrael. Beficha Hibalem Torah Mitzvos. So he says a beautiful pshat. Levar, what does it mean? Lazakos Yisrael. Lazakos also has a lashon nitzachon. If you look in the Bar Kenura on page 16 and 17, the famous Mishnah we say at the Seder, Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Hari Ani Kevan Shivim Shana Velo Zachisi Shetei Omer Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So what does Lo Zachisi mean? So he says Lo Nitzachti. In other words, I was trying to convince my colleagues, and I can never win them over. I can never win them over. So Zachisi sometimes means to win over. So he says, he quotes the Chasam Sofer, what does it mean? Rakhanos Baruchu Zakos Yisrael. Hashem wants the Klal Yisrael should what? Win over the Yetzirah. Menaseach. So how does he do it? Leficha Ram Hirbelam Torah Mitzvahs. So he quotes the Chasam Sofer, I put it in the packet here, that Hirbelam Torah Mitzvahs means that Rakhanos Baruchu gave the Koyach of the Chachamim to medarshin the Torah, to mechadish the Torah. So that's the only way you can win the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara is mechadish in his takbulos to try to conquer you. So the only way you can combat him is through chidush Torah. So the Ratzach of Zbrachu lezakos is Yisrael to win over to the Yetzer Hara. What does Hirba mean? Hirba means not just there's a lot of Torah mitzvahs, but he gave us the koyach to be marbe Torah mitzvahs through darshaning the Torah, so we're machadish chidushei Torah, so that l'umas will be the counter of the Yetzer Hara. Oh, so if you look in the Sefer Berech Moshe on page 25, that was the Satma Rebbe of Yoel Teitelbaum's nephew, the Berech Moshe, who's the father of the Lev Aaron, who's the son of the Atzei Chaim. Okay, that's the little lineage there. Okay. So he says like this. He quotes the Sheif Shmeitzer in the Hakdama, from page 25 in the Vanu. He says, Ner l'farish, ki lo dover reiku mikem ki hu chayechem. So he quotes the Maral. He says, you have a be'er and a boar. A boar is a pit. A pit is empty. Only if it rains, then they'll fill up. A be'er is a well. A well makes its own water. That's why mei be'er is called mayim chayim. Because it brings its own chiyus. Bor doesn't do anything. It just gets filled in from other things. So he says, that's pshat ani chashiv kemeis. Because he's only a recipient. He doesn't produce. He doesn't have anything. He just has to take in. He has to take in. So he's chashiv kemeis, because he's only a mekabel. So he says, when the neshama is in the shamayim, it's like a boar, because the neshama gets its hashpah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the neshama is in this world, then the neshama is a nishmas chayim. Because it what? It creates. It multiplies. He says over from his father, the Atzei Chaim, that's why Mitzoras Choshev Kemeis. Because Tzaras comes from Lashon Hara. And the famous Chovas Levavos means that a person speaks Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away his mitzvahs. So he's like bereft of all his creativity. He gives it to others, whatever. So he says, that's pshat in the Mishnah. There's a beautiful pshat from the Baal Shem Tov on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, right? It says, if you learn from your friend one perek, or one os, you have to give him kavod. Why? Because David HaMelech, he learned from Achitophel two things, and he called him Rebbe, Alufi, Miyudai. So if you learn from your friend Perek Echad, also. So the question is obvious. You want to tell me that if you learn one thing from your friend, you have to know Kavod, and you're learning it out from David HaMelech, who learned from Achitophel two things. So how do you learn one thing from two things? Maybe only two things. So he says, no, the pshat is like this. Because once you learn one thing from a Rebbe, who's a proper Rebbe, so then once you have that thing, then you can build on that one thing. The Torah is power of a Rava. So learning one thing is learning 100 things. Shalom and Mirasha. So then it's only that one thing. So he says, David learned from Achitophel, who wasn't the tzaddik, so he learned two things, but that's it, just two things. So Kal v'chomer, if you learn somebody from somebody else, one thing, and that one thing is part of a Rava, certainly you have to be knowing Beit Kovod. That's what it means, Shnei Dvar Belvad. Only these two things. Because if it's from a Rasha, then the Torah is not part of a Rava. If it's a Tzaddik, then once you learn one thing, you'll be able to see how that thing will apply to other places, and the Torah will multiply. So that's the Torah's Hamitzaras. Oh, so now let's put it all together. In these parshiyos we have Tumas Leida, we have Tumas Leida, and we have Tumas Metzora. So we said Tumas Leida comes because of the bereft of Kedusha, right? The Archaim HaKadosh says, and Rabbi Willick explained, that you're taking away the life from the mother. But what is life? What is life? So that we saw from the other thing. Life is the ability to paravarava, to have physical children, have new ideas, new experiences. That's why the neshama in this world is called the nishmas chayim. In the olam haemes, it gets just a recipient, but it's not a nishmas chayim. It's not a be'er, it's a bore. So that's why tumas soleida is about coming into this world and being part of a Rava. Be'ez Hashem, physically having children, Be'ez Hashem, and also just learning new things, new ideas, new experiences, building, you know, part of a Rava. Maturing, you know, sometimes you hear things people say, and you say, you know, the only reason this person said it is because this person doesn't have so much life experience. That's why some people, you know, they give advice to people, young people, they give advice about dating, they give advice about things, and they say silly things, because they don't know what life is about, because their life experiences are very, very narrow. But you're older, you're part of a Rava, you see things differently, you understand things differently. And that's what, it's also with learning. The more you learn, the scope is greater. You learn the Sukkah this year, I'll tell you, I promise you, you learn Sukkah 20 years from now, and you'll see that I learned Sukkah in this very room. I learned it Tavshin Nun Ches, we learned Sukkah, and now Tavshin Ayin Ches, we learned Sukkah. But I see it in a greater scope than I saw it there. Because Torah is part of a Rava. And that's, but the Mitzora, he's bereft of his Meisim. He's like an Oni, Koshev Kemeis, because he spoke Lashon Hara, takes away his things. So when you're bereft of all the life that you had before, then it's an oni. You're not, because you're not being part of a rabbi, you're not being active in your experiences, in your ability to have life experiences and see things differently and expand upon your knowledge. But you know, people think they have to. It doesn't happen overnight. It's a slow process. But if you keep at it, you'll see at the end there'll be a lot. But that's the fiducia you have to put in yourself. And that's only in this world. In this world you can do it. In the old haba, you're just a bore. You just receive fiducia, you're not part of a rabba. This is the world of part of a rabba, and that's where you learn Torah from somebody who's going to teach Torah. So then, even Perek Echad, it's part of a rabba. David learned from Machaneh of two things, but it's only those two things. You learn one parak from someone else who's not a Rasha, a Tzaddik, then it multiplies. Because each thing you learn something in Sukkah, next thing you learn something else, you'll see it'll put together and it'll multiply. You learn Nida, then you learn Shabbos, and you learn it all multiplies. And that's the Kedusha of life. And that's the Kedusha of Yisrael. So Yisrael has the Tumah, because it has the, like Arachayim HaKadosh says, whenever the more Kedusha, and the Kedusha comes from that idea that with Parav Arava, like, we have that extra Kedusha, and with Parav Arava, with Mitzora, is Kashav Ka'ani, it's Kashav Ka'mes, it's Matam, it's Tumah, it's like Mace. And that's what we should. And that's the only way we can have a Milchemes Hayetzer, because Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zachos as Yisrael, like the Lev Aaron says, to win over the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is always mechadish things, so that's what we have to mechadish things also. And the Vilna Gaon, famous Vilna Gaon from the Keser Rosh of Rav Chaim Volozhiner, just means you understand things clearer. That's a chiddush. Every time you understand things, doesn't mean you have to come up like Rabbi Cohen said, or someone said once, you don't have to come up with a teretz for Rabbi Kivega's kasha. As long as you understand things clearer, and you can associate things, if you get clearer and clearer, that's kedusha klayim. And that's the maturity of life. Because a lot of times I told you, you see things, people that are, you know, they mean well, but they don't have that maturity of life. And then they say things, and they give interesting advice to people, and they all mean well. You know, he's just one back here from Israel, and he knows all the answers to all the Piskei Halacha he knows, and all the advice, and what's good, and what's straight, and what's kosher. You know, you have to have life experience. Even the Gemara says, even for a goy, you stand up for an elderly guy, the Gemara says, because he had life experience. The elderly guy, you have to give him kavod, because life experience, chokhmas hachaim, and that's something important. So Torah, Be'ez Hashem, should always be growing, and growth slowly. People think, oh, they're going to go and they're going to hear 1,000 pieces of information at once and they're going to grow. No, that's not how you grow. You grow step by step, step by step. Every day you learn something new, and you understand it, so now it's part of you. And the next day you learn something else new, and it's part of you, and then you're part of a rabba. It gets the opposite of the Mitzora. Who's Chashuk Kimeis, because he's bereft, like Berech Moshe says. He doesn't have anything. Here, we always take along with us whatever we had from the past, and we build on that. Whereas Hashem took away everything as a punishment to the Mitzorah, he takes away his past, so then he doesn't have anything to build on. So that's how the Berech Moshe explains. So these two tumas are the tumas later, and the tumas are teaching us what we need to be successful to combat the Sahara, the Parav Arava, the Ischachus, the Torah, the understanding, the life experience, the maturity, and Bez Hashem, that should bring us a productive life for many years to come. Amen.